Hello, hello, everyone. I'm Dana Williamson with Bad, Blessed and Anointed Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. So excited to be with you guys on today. I am really... This is Wednesday Wisdom. And by the time you hear this, it'll probably be Thursday, but it's Wednesday Wisdom. And I'm excited to be with you guys on today because I'm allowing myself over the next 11 weeks to do Wednesday Wisdom on podcast instead of on live. I'm going through some challenges, and these are not bad challenges. These are good challenges, but I'm going through some challenges, and I'm putting myself out there in a different way, and I'm still showing up because there are those of you who want to hear the messages. Can I tell you something? It's been exactly a week since I fully and 100% let go of office number 2. And in that week, and actually shortly before, but literally in the past week, God has really been opening my eyes, showing me everything, talking to me, giving me insight, all of those different things. And one of the things that has really been, I won't say detrimental, but really clear to me is that I'm the one who has basically said, I can't be this person. I can't be what God has called me to be. And I'm not doubting myself. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord, let me shut up line. I had this conversation with my accountability group last week, and I'm walking in knowing this better for myself, that I am who I am. I am who God called me to be. I am a peculiar person. But when God reminds you of how much power you have every day, in every sleeping moment as well as waking moment, you have to take that with the good and the bad. Hear me out, because we've always talked about dreams, right? We always talk about visions, right? And I always say to you, you know what? God speaks to me in visions and dreams. And you know what? That's at the time that I am more relaxed and I pay attention. So here's something, an epiphany that came to me today. And basically, we're calling this Wednesday Wisdom exactly what it is, visions and dreams. But here's an epiphany that came to me today that was really clear on where I am, what I know. The epiphany is when you're asleep and God shows you something in a vision and a dream, and you realize what it is, or you get clarification of what it is, and it could be through another prophet, it could be through a book, it could be through an article, it could be through something that you run into, or the Holy Spirit just says, hey, this is what it is. When you're awake, you have to start applying what was shown to you. You have to start accepting what was shown to you. You have to start living what was shown to you. The reason why this is so important is I'm going through something right now, and it's called Finding Me. And I only titled it Finding Me because it's notes to myself, basically. But as I write these notes out, as I go through this quote-unquote training again, I realize that what's in front of me is not what's behind me any longer. I realize that what's in front of me is what has been in my wheelhouse, if we must say, all this time. And I've been running from the reality of it because I've been putting it in as, oh, I can't remember this, or I can't remember that dream or this dream or whatever. I'm the one that's saying no to no. Right? And the troublesome part about it, you know, in saying no to no, is that's not always the truth. It's not. And when you start to say to you that you're going to accept this lie, or you're going to accept you not showing up for you as a lie or as the truth for your life, then you start to walk in disobedience. This is why office number 2 was such a big deal for me to let go, because I was walking in what I thought was proper and it wasn't, and it was holding me back. Not being being disobedient affected my revenue. Being unclear about who I was affecting my revenue. Being basically agreeing with the fact, oh, I can't remember this dream or whatever, whatever, was affecting my revenue. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about prosperity. I'm not trying to be a prosperity preacher. What I'm saying to you is that if you don't recognize that God is speaking to you, you can't get the instructions or the lessons or the whatever. And when I say that it's affecting my revenue, my disobedience was affecting my revenue. It was affecting what God was saying to me that was, that coincided with my business, my revenue, my everything, and my wealth building. And wealth building is more than just money. So when you are shown these different things and you don't apply them, you start to lose, listen, you start to lose everything. You just start to lose. And you don't want to lose who you are because you're walking in some kind of fear. You don't understand what you're seeing or whatever. It's hard. Y'all forgive me for saying, because I basically I'm hearing the Holy Spirit speak and I need to adhere to what he's saying. So I don't, one, don't keep you for long, but two, actually get out what the Holy Spirit needs me to say. You are not a victim of circumstance. You are a victim of what you've chosen. One of the things that has been clear to me in the past couple of weeks, and when I had to basically start creating these notes on finding myself, is that when you make choices, there are things where the world will right the wrongs. Y'all gotta hear me. Y'all gotta hear me say this, okay? I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna say this in a way I hopefully everyone understands. When you make bad choices, but God has called you to something specifically you, there's a way where God will right the wrongs. You will have to suffer the consequences thereof, but God will right the wrongs. You follow what I'm saying? And so when that happens, sometimes you have to go back to where you left off, where you did not place yourself where you needed to be, you know, where you were when you missed the mark, where you were when you didn't do what you needed to do. And let me say this, and I can only use myself as an example. Where was I when I didn't leave office number 2 where it needed to be back in April? Well, I was in a place of, okay, well, I might be starting a relationship with someone. I'm going to always need a car because, you know, I'm doing these different things at Home Depot. I need to be able to be available for whatever I need to do. I need to be that person, right? And in order to be that person, and in order to be available, and I needed office number 2. That was the only way to do that. And so I came up with this whole idea that I thought was going to work. And I said to myself, and I said to others, you know what, and trying to, you know, justify me, I was like, you know what? If I could just cover the rental and not do anything more than that, I'm good because I need the car for myself. And then it turned out that I couldn't just cover the rental. Then it turned out that I couldn't cover the rental at all. I couldn't just cover the rental because other things came up. And then I couldn't cover the rental at all. That's where disobedience will put you. But that will also put you in a place of when you're at this point in life, and we are at October 12th, okay, 2022. And actually I could use that as a couple weeks ago as an example, but nonetheless, but here we are. And so when you're finding yourself and you have to go back to the point of where you lost yourself, that's just one of the points, not all the points. So where did I lose myself prior to that? Well, I lost myself in April. In March, in April, both of them. I lost myself. How did I lose myself? Well, I let something go that I've been holding on to for 10 years. And so now I'm still beating myself up about it. But why am I beating myself up about it? I can't beat myself up about it. If I repented, if I've asked God to forgive me, I have to keep on going. I just can't make that same mistake, right? And so when I realized that I lost myself in office number two, not giving it up. I lost myself in giving up something for him that I had been holding on to for 10 years. And like, okay, Lord, I don't even know why I even made that choice. That wasn't even a choice that was possible for the now life that I'm having, right? And God says, but I'm still holding you accountable, number one. But two, I'm also holding you accountable to what I called you to. So when you get these visions and these dreams and you're asleep, okay, you get visions, obviously you're not asleep, but let's just do the dreams portion of this. When you get the dream and you wake up, you write the dream down, you make a mental note of it or whatever, and you speak to someone about it, or you look up the, you research, you know, the different aspects of this particular dream, you tie everything together, and then you realize what the message is. The Holy Spirit starts to release to you exactly what it is saying. You get what the message is. You are not supposed to run from who you are. This, again, is finding you. You know what? If I could rename this, which I probably am not, I would rename this Wednesday Wisdom Finding You. We are going to rename it. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. So it's Wednesday Wisdom Finding You. Anyone listens to this, this is why. And you have to find you in order to know where you stop listening to God, or where you know you heard God, where you stop doing the assignment and you know you needed to continue the assignment, where you were afraid of what was going to happen to you instead of being afraid of what God was going to do to you. This is where you finally open your eyes up and say, okay, hold on. Let me start applying what I know to my life. There was a dream I had recently, and actually in the last 24, 48 hours. And I thought it was one thing, but as I started to talk about it and release it to someone, I realized it was a whole different meaning. I took it on as being something horrible, when in actuality, as I was talking it out, the Holy Spirit was giving me the definition, the clarification, all of the insights of the particular dream. And my question, after discussing what was coming to me and what was coming to them, my question to the person I was talking to was, is this the level I'm on now? And basically it's yes. Why did God give me this particular dream in the last 24 to 48 hours? Because in the past 2 weeks, or the past almost 2 weeks, I would say 2 weeks tomorrow, actually. 2 weeks today. Nonetheless, God is saying, I'm giving you the reminder of what it is like, what you need to do, and who you are. And I'm continuously showing you what is to come. It's just that simple. And so I want you to be conscious. This Wednesday Wisdom, I want you to take this with you. I want you to be conscious of where you're going and what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because if you're not conscious, then you probably aren't hearing God. And at this point in your life, you really need to hear God. My call to action for you today is to go over to Faith Bureau of Investigations International Ministries Facebook page and follow us. Follow whatever is the Holy Spirit is leading with, whatever is being said, whatever is being shared. I want you also to share this podcast with someone else, because someone needs what you just got, what you just received. Someone else needs it. I also want you to change your life. Read the book of James, the epistle according to James. Read that, because it's about a Christian's life and what he or she should do. Pray, fast, all of that. You need that in your life right now. If I can tell you anything else, make sure you're here next week for Wednesday Wisdom. God bless. I'm Jana Williamson with BAD.